What's shaking? Warriors HQ back in action. Dieter Kurtenbach after the Warriors beat the Orlando Magic. 101-93. Not exactly a barn burner of a basketball game, but a very important win for the Warriors. Back-to-back victories for the Warriors. They take care of business against a depleted Miami team on Tuesday night. Follow it up with a gritty win, albeit a flawed win, over the Orlando Magic on Wednesday night. But this is no time to nitpick. First point of our three big things tonight. Warriors are finally playing like their season, like their future, like their legacy is on the line here. It wasn't across the board, but you had a nice start from Klay Thompson. You had a good burst to the start of the game. Draymond Green getting ejected after 3 minutes. I thought it was a soft ejection, like crazy soft. I thought it was laughable. I'm not sure where Draymond crossed the line for the second technical foul, but apparently he did. Regardless, you had a Warriors team on the second end of a back-to-back that came out with some punch and some force. And let's give some credit where it's due. Two young guys, Moses Moody, Trayce Jackson-Davis. We're starting to expect this from Trayce Jackson-Davis. He was immense tonight against the Magic. Let's talk Moses Moody, 4 of 9 from the field. He missed all of his three-pointers. So what? 4-9 from the field, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 12 points in 24 minutes. But he made you feel him. He was out there making stuff happen. Didn't always go right, but he was out there making stuff happen. And I think that leads into our second point for this game, which is, hey, it's Andrew Wiggins. What a concept. If Andrew Wiggins needed all this time to build up to this, it might have been worth it. It might have been worth it. I'm not saying he was spectacular tonight. What I'm saying was that this is the Andrew Wiggins that we knew was in there. This is the Andrew Wiggins that we saw in the 2022 playoffs when he was the second best player on a championship team. This is the Andrew Wiggins that when he comes out and performs like that, you have this notion, this thought, this concept that, hey, maybe the Warriors could actually do something this season. Now, when you don't have Jonathan Kuminga, he was out with a knee injury tonight in Orlando. When you don't have Draymond Green after 3 minutes, and when you're banking on Moses Moody and Kevon Looney, who had been out of the rotation, and you're really pushing Gary Payton the second, yeah, that's when you need that number two to really show up. There was no alternative. Klay Thompson came in and was firing early. It looked like he had thrown back the clock a bit. But you knew that wasn't going to last the entire game. You just know he doesn't have the legs for it anymore. He was marvelous. He deserves a lot of plaudits. I thought he played really good defense late. Regardless, this was a game that the Warriors had to have. Had to have Andrew Wiggins. And I think that Wiggins took a little bit of time to lean into the game. He was fine, but he took a little bit of time to figure out that he was the man. And you see Moses Moody out there making stuff happen, forcing the issue. Very reminiscent of last week when Jonathan Kuminga figured out that he was the best player on the floor in a game against the Memphis Grizzlies. And Andrew Wiggins said, well, if Jonathan Kuminga can do it, so can I. Well, if Moses Moody could do it, so could Andrew Wiggins. And he was wonderful. He was wonderful against Orlando. 23 points. Here's a number I like. 2 blocks. That tells you that he's being engaged on the defensive side. There were a couple of blowbys in this game. There's no question about it. You can go back and watch the tape. But he played some solid defense on the whole. And by the way, that's not really something that we can say. We might presume it if we're not paying attention. Oh, he must have been fine on defense. Not factually true. The laissez-faire attitude that you see on offense has translated to defense as well. So for Andrew Wiggins to get 2 blocks in this game, I don't expect him to rebound. He just doesn't seem to want to bother. Maybe I'm asking too much too soon to ask him to rebound again. But for him to play with force on the offensive side and to provide some level of resistance on the defensive side, we're starting to see it click into gear. And we've had a couple of hints at it this year, and clearly we're still frustrated with how it's overall played out. Like, it hasn't been good. We can't pretend as if Andrew Wiggins is just constantly on the cusp. But 23 points tonight. Last three games, he's averaging 18 points per game on 51% shooting. And I thought the defense was okay against Miami on Tuesday night. Is this the moment for Andrew Wiggins to finally kick into gear and take the Warriors, well, probably back to the 10 seed? I mean, I don't think they're making up ground on the Lakers. I don't think they're getting any higher than 10. But hey, if you have this Andrew Wiggins from here on out, you could maybe make something out of that 10 seed. You really could. And again, we go back to point number one. This is a team where it's not just this season and the embarrassment of possibly not finishing in the play-in tournament, which is a real risk for this team. It's not just this season. It's every season in the future and every season past, because if the dynasty ages out, goes down sad, which is to not make the play-in tournament, people will remember that. Might be some recency bias, yes, but people will remember how it faded away. And then you look into the future. Andrew Wiggins isn't really part of that dynastic core. But with a team that is so over the luxury tax, to not make the play-in tournament or to not make a couple of rounds of the playoffs, including the play-in tournament, to do nothing with the most expensive team in the history of basketball, yeah, that's a way that Andrew Wiggins gets himself shipped up out of town for nothing in return. In fact, they might have to attach a first-round pick to get rid of him. Everything is on the line for the Warriors. They're finally starting to play like it. And I think Andrew Wiggins, I couldn't tell you why he wasn't like this before. I couldn't tell you why he didn't feel the fire under his ass. Some people are born without a sense of urgency. It just is what it is. You can't teach it. But he seems to have noticed that he might be in the real estate market over the summer if he doesn't get his game in gear. And over the last three games, it has absolutely been in gear. Let's talk about the main man. Let's talk about 3-0 for point number three, Steph Curry. There was some controversy regarding his minutes against the Minnesota Timberwolves on Sunday. This game is the case in point as to why Steve Kerr was worried about Steph Curry's minutes. Now, let's give credit where it's due. When the Warriors needed Steph Curry to be the man, he was the man. You expect nothing less. 5 massive points in the final final minutes of this game. Big step back three, and then a scoop shot that was just sublime. Incredible 5-point flurry from Stephen Curry. Pair that with some really good defense from the Warriors in the final 2 minutes, and they pull away and win this game that I think they might have lost earlier in the year. Steph Curry, though, finished 6-for-18 from the floor. He missed his first 4 three-point shots tonight. Before he makes his final 2 baskets, you can just do the math with me, 4-of-16 from the floor. This is why Steve Kerr was worried about those 2 minutes against Minnesota. Steph looks gassed. Steph looks, I hate to say it, old. And it's not to say that this is going to be his performance from here on out and he's washed or anything like that. No. It's just to say that Steve Kerr has to be cognizant of how many miles this guy has run this season, of how much weight he has had to carry for this team this season. He's driving unlike he's ever driven before. And the Warriors don't really have an alternative but to ride Steph Curry all the way home. Even on a night when Andrew Wiggins performed well, they still had to hop on the back of Stephen Curry late. This is why those 2 minutes mattered. This is why Steve Kerr is thinking about the long-term viability of Stephen Curry. And again, not just for that game, not for this season and beyond. They have to be cognizant of his minutes because I don't think his legs are under him. And frankly, there is no opportunity for him to get a break. If he needs 2 minutes, what he really needs is a couple of days. He isn't going to get it. Not with the way the schedule is currently functioning for the Warriors on this massive road trip. I know there's a home game. It's an in-between home game. They get to sleep in their beds for one night, maybe two. There's no 2 games at home or anything like that. They pop in and out of San Francisco. It's like they would be never there. This is why Steve Kerr was worried about it. And now there's nothing really the Warriors can do. Kerr did trot out Curry early in that fourth. He let him start the fourth quarter. And he played him the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. It didn't change the fact that Steph's legs look shot. Gets some rest, comes back, still missing shots, but comes through when the moments are most important. There's not going to be moments like this if Steph continues to look this tired, because you cannot count on Andrew Wiggins to do what he did in Orlando every night. You cannot count on Jonathan Kuminga, who didn't play in Orlando, but to do what he did in Miami every night. you don't have a consistent number two. Now, maybe that will change moving forward. You have to hope it would change moving forward if you're a Warriors fan. But Steph looks like he needs a breather, and it's more than just a couple of minutes, and he can't get one. So we're going to see this man tap into something deep, perhaps spiritual, perhaps cosmic over the next couple of weeks. And in a weird, twisted way, I'm pretty excited to see what it is. We might have gotten a hint at it tonight, and it was pretty spectacular in the late goings. All right, Warriors play the Charlotte Hornets on Friday. San Antonio Spurs this weekend back at Chase Center for a one-off game on April 2nd against the Dallas Mavericks. We'll talk plenty between now and then. Warriors win, back-to-back wins, getting a little bit of separation from those Houston Rockets. What a concept. All right, Daily Deer Podcast, subscribe. 49ers Game Day, subscribe as well. Talk soon.